Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, November 13th. It's a great day. It's beautiful. It's cold. It's a beautiful day in Tallahassee, though, even though it's a cold day. It's about 54 degrees in the capital city. And I just want to say hello and tell you all about a wonderful experience I was honored to be a part of and honored to cater for. You know, it made my business more authentic, and I'm not saying that being there did that, just it made me realize that I'm doing more business wise than just cooking, and because cooking is a therapeutic asset to any event or any opportunity that you have to be a part of. So I just want to give a huge shout out to Miss Elise Bethel for the invite to be their private chef for the weekend for her EB slumber party. It was wonderful. Everything about this event was an empowerment day, a motivational day, an encouraging day, and an uplifting day for women. And we don't value ourselves enough. We're not selfish enough when it comes to certain things. Women wear so many hats. We wear so many hats. And to be a part of this astounding weekend was just an honor. And I'm going to tell you guys more about it and some of the things that she did with the ladies on this event. I don't have her with me today, but I'm going to bring her back at some point because she has another EB slumber party coming up soon, or in the near future. And all of her EB slumber parties are pretty much travel companions. So you're always going somewhere. You're going to experience something and have a good time. You're not in your hometown. And it's just a wonderful feeling. So we'll be right back and I'll let you know a little bit more, because this was a very, 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 very resourceful weekend. Even though this weekend was a work event for me, I still got to enjoy some of the relaxation and some of the motivational experiences that these women got to be a part of. And I got picked up from my home, and I rode in the back seat the whole trip. So, and going and coming. So I never go anywhere where I'm not driving. So that felt very, they just let me know that was going to be the start to a very amazing weekend. So her weekend is to uplift, encourage, motivate, and just embody as a woman, and to teach you different things or to remind you of who you are. And so Friday night was fiesta night, and for that I put a whole lot of wonderful things together for them to dine on. And so they had fiesta bowls for the evening, and over there while eating their dinner, they had a little bit of sister talk and kind of just, you know, talked to everybody about why they came and what the point was, what the reason for them being there. And so, and they got to have that conversation. They got to, you know, to be open and carefree with one another. Then Sister Circle was followed by their dinner. And they went into Friday night just being a very holistic event for them. They cried, they prayed, they enjoyed each other. Saturday they got up and I prepared breakfast sandwich brunches for them, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. They enjoyed everything. I will say this, these women they blew my head up this weekend. I know I can cook and I know there are things that I can do, but they enjoyed every meal and they expressed it. That I love that they were able to share their opinions about the food with me, and it was just a wonderful talk. And so Saturday they did that. They enjoyed a wonderful breakfast sandwich and got them full enough to get on their way, because they had Cane's wine tour, Georgia's Cane's wine tour, and they went to four different wineries all throughout South Florida, South Georgia, and had an enjoyable time. And that again was another therapeutic adventure for them. coming back Saturday night, they dined with me again. And this particular night, I made Tuscan chicken, mushroom, and peppers, along with dirty rice. I made a hot spinach and tomato salad, basically sauteed. It was heated versus being cold. They had and also steamed broccoli with garlic toast, along with a Caesar salad. And while they dined, they had sister circle and another, you know, time to sit up and conversate and have these talks and these opportunities. And then that was Saturday night, and they did whatever else they did Saturday night. I went ahead and retired to my bedroom, and because I had an early morning Sunday, because we had brunch, I prepared a big brunch for them. And right after brunch is when her assistant and myself, we got involved in the activities for the day. We joined the ladies for their outing. The outing included going to Spin restaurant. We hung out there. They had a photo shoot at this special wall, and the wall was beautiful. I'm gonna have the wall attached to my a picture of the wall attached to my podcast, so you'll be able to see what they got to look at this weekend and what they took their photo shoot with. It was beautiful. We left there and we went to escape the trap, and then went to the trap museum. Retired back to the home, showered, got changed, went over to Lips and enjoyed a night out with went to a drag show. This was my first live drag show. It was actually very entertaining. And then Monday morning was our departure date. So the weekend was full. It was fantastic. I was happy to be a part of it. Just, you know, being in Atlanta and enjoying this particular weekend showed me and provided to me several different things. It was networking. It was building resources, building a team, working with women that encourage you, working with women that motivate you. Not one woman had a cold heart this weekend. Not one woman came with ill intentions. There were things that women did on a day-to-day basis, including myself, that I did not do that weekend. And it felt good not to do it. It felt good to be selfish for myself for those couple of days. And I can admit, I miss my children like hell. I miss my home. I miss my husband. I miss everybody. And I, you know, it was a different thing. I missed them, but I knew I needed this time. And I'm sure the ladies felt the same way. It was a beautiful weekend. I just want to also add to this. Anytime you're feeling closed in, like you're not breathing enough, like you're not giving yourself enough, we got to realize it's okay to be selfish. It's okay. It truly is. You cannot manifest you or grow if you're not selfish at least a couple times a year to take that time to recharge you. If you don't recharge you, you can't be anything for anyone else. And that's a matter of fact. So, I want to encourage everyone to follow at EB Slumber Party so that you can be in touch with her next couple of trips and you can find out what they got going on. Or just be involved in anything. Just following her is going to give you resources and information enough. But I want you to also take the time to follow Shelby's Bistro. I want you to take the time to follow Fit Diva Society. These women are doing amazing things in the community as well. So we want to pull everybody in and let them all grow and we blossom together. And that's what this weekend was all about. It was letting you go enough to be able to be fine with the fact that you're not needed this weekend. Or if they do need you, you're not there to be there to be needed. Because it's okay. It really is okay. I love you. I like you. And I really, really, really hope you enjoyed hearing about this experience. I want to encourage you again to follow at EB Slumber Party on Instagram so that you can go ahead and be informed about any other events coming up. Also, November 29th, Queens Link Up is having their annual event, and it'll be in town. So follow at Queens Link Up on Instagram and be informed. Find out about that one wonderful Women's Day as well. We're doing some great things in the capital city, and I just want you all to be involved. Again, I love you, I like you, and thank you for listening to Shelby's World. Have a great Wednesday. Be encouraged and be blessed.